Order, order.
Select committee report.
On Thursday, the Privileges Committee met to consider the Parliamentary Privilege Bill, designed to redefine the purpose and scope of the immunity from defamation for MPs. Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, who oversees the administration of Parliament, said further work on the bill was needed to cover the reporting of parliamentary proceedings.
That will need to be improved, but to ensure that both broadcasting and publishing of proceedings is ordered by the House or under the authority of the House, and correct copies of those are covered adequately, and then to apply something, and I've called it a qualified immunity from civil or criminal liability, to fair and accurate reports and extracts of parliamentary proceedings. So that gives quite a broad protection.
Labor's Shadow Leader of the House and committee member, Grant Robertson, sought some clarification.
If we start at one end and we say that if it's simply taking a whole speech and dropping it onto a website, you're saying, well, that would be fulfilled. Other laws or other parts of the law would then deal with a news report, because that would inevitably be edited, but would be fair and accurate if it was deemed to be so, I guess, by a court.
And that's where I'm suggesting a kind of a qualified immunity.
National's Anne Tolley also had questions about the scope of parliamentary privilege.
But if someone then takes, I've had this done to me, they take a sentence out of the speech here, and they take a sentence out of the speech there, well, absolutely accurate word for word, but they show the two together, then that is actually word for word, but the juxtaposition is inadequate.
Well, I mean, it ultimately would come down to the courts to decide, I suppose. But to me, that's not a correct copy of a Hansard. We're taking a bit from here and a bit from there.
Mr. Robertson acknowledged the need for protections for media coverage of Parliament.
The principle, obviously, is the protection of our privileges, but it is also not wanting to create anything that creates a chilling effect on the way in which Parliament is reported either.
The standing orders now provide quite an extensive statement about what is published under the authority of the House.
Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, there, referring to Standing Order 44, which outlines what an official parliamentary broadcast is and the way in which such broadcasts can be used. The bill is due to be reported back to the House by October 6th. Also this week, former Prime Minister Jenny Shipley, now Chair of Genesis Energy, was up before the Commerce Committee for a financial review of the electricity company. Ms. Shipley used the opportunity to outline the market position of Genesis.
Genesis Energy continues to be New Zealand's largest energy retailer, selling electricity, natural gas and LPG to over 670,000 customers in more places across New Zealand than any other energy company. And Practical Innovations was a key feature in drawing over 19,900 additional customers to Genesis Energy and Energy Online brands in the year under review.
But during the meeting, Ms. Shipley was forced to defend criticism from Labour's Clayton Cosgrove, who questioned why she had failed to adequately respond to a written questionnaire prior to the meeting.
Some of it, frankly, and let me pick one, things like SME contractors. I mean, a company like this has literally thousands of them. And the question of whether that's a standard question or whether you would like us to narrow it so we can assist you as to what particularly you're wanting to know. If you think about the range of assets we've got, do you want to know every single person who's ever been contracted on any basis?
Genesis Energy Chair Jenny Shipley on Wednesday. And back on Thursday, the Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler was up before the Finance and Expenditure Committee, fresh from earlier in the day, announcing a change to the official cash rate, up from 2.5% to 2.75%. The official cash rate influences the cost of borrowing money and provides the Reserve Bank with a method of controlling inflation. Delivering his monetary policy statement to the committee, the Reserve Bank Governor took the chance to outline the bank's role in helping the economy recover from the global financial crisis.
The Reserve Bank spiked the punch, in a sense, to get this party going, to get the recovery underway. We reduced interest rates to the lowest level in 50 years. And basically we're now into a tightening phase that for the first time in 5 years. Our objective is to keep inflation under control so that competitiveness won't get eroded, so that real incomes don't get destroyed by inflation and we can sustain the recovery for as long as possible.
Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler delivering his quarterly monetary policy statement to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. All up, there were 19 committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.